Today's Shir Masech to Avakama Daf Mem Dal. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach and Daf Mem Gimel Mebeis. Five lines from the bottom. The Mishnah said V'chein Beben Oy Bebas, that if the animal wounds, hurts a ben or a bas, a boy or a girl, so to be all the halachas that we've been discussing. Torah Baran, the Torah discusses when a muad kills a person, the pasuk uses the words "I ben yigach, I bas yigach," l'chayv al ktanim kegdoilim. Just like when somebody, when a shor kills adults, all the halachas that we've been learning apply. So too does it apply when the victims are ktanim. Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, v'lo dinhu, couldn't we learned this halacha logically? The Torah speaks about a person that kills another person, Rachman Tzlan. The Torah talks about an animal killing a person. When the Torah speaks about a person killing another person, it doesn't make the difference if the victim is a katan or a gadol. So too when the Torah speaks about an animal killing a person, there's no reason to differentiate between ketanim and gedolim. So Rashi explains that what does the Braisa mean to teach us? That we know that the animal that kills a person is chayiv skila. So the Torah is teaching, so the Gemara is teaching us that so too will be the halacha, whether the victim was a gadol or whether the victim was a katan. Rashi and other places says that the focus in this braisa is a different issue, and that is regarding the chiyuv kofer. We know that if an animal, a muad, kills a person, there's a chiyuv kofer. And what we learn in these Gemaras, says Rashi, L'chayiv G'dayim Ha'Ketanim, is that when they kill a gadol or a katan, there should be a chiyuv kofer. So Gemara said that how will we learn this halacha? The Gemara wanted to say we should learn this halacha through a kal v'chomer. So of course, the Achronim ask, we've often in our shir quoted the rule of Ein Onshin Min Hadin. So we can't achieve a halacha through a kal v'chomer. So the Beis Aaron explains that the Gemara here doesn't want to use kal v'chomer in the traditional sense of a kal v'chomer. What the Gemara means to say here is that it's a gilui milsa. A gilui milsa is not a kal v'chomer. A gilui milsa is the Torah is telling us how to understand the pasuk. What is the definition of the words of the pasuk? Another explanation is that why is the reason that Ein Onshin Min Hadin? Because that is somebody, because we can't learn a punishment from a kal v'chomer, because every aveira, the punishment that the Torah speaks about when somebody does an aveira is to affect a kapara. So we can't use a kal v'chomer to determine that that should be the effective kapara for the aveira. Our Gemara here is not speaking about a person who killed. When a person does an aveira, there can be a discussion what will be the way to have a kapara, and we can't make with our logic that determination. Here we're talking about an animal. By an animal, the focus is not the kapara. By an animal, the focus is what should the animal have to pay. That we could use a chayma. And another shot that the Rishonim suggests is that even though, as we just said, there is a din of Ein Onshin Min Hadin, that we can just use a kal v'chomer, that's only, why is there a halacha of Ein Onshin Min Hadin? Because there's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai that Ein Onshin Min Hadin. So those are achronim, so there are achronim that suggest that the rule, the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai of Ein Onshin Min Hadin, was only said when we're going to be punishing people, not regarding animals. There is no rule of Einchim Menadin. So our Gemara said that just like when it comes that a person, Rahman Slan killed a person, there's no difference between if the person killed a gadol or a katan, so too should be halacha when a shor kid killed a pasuk. So the Mefarshim asked, why will we see? And Rashi explains, how do we know that there's such a halacha? Because the pasuk says, v'ish kiyaka, and the pasuk tells us, ish kiyaka, that if the person is the murderer, there it's a difference who is the murderer, is a gadol or a katan, but not the victim. Why do I need a pasuk to teach us that, of course, if the victim is a katan, that he shouldn't, of course, there should be, it should be considered a regular act of murder? Why would I think otherwise that there's a pasuk that needs to teach us that it doesn't make a difference? So I saw that the Gur Aryeh answers that since why is somebody chayiv for killing someone? Because he took away from that person the opportunity to do mitzvahs. So when we have a victim who's a gadol, who's obligated to do mitzvahs, so now by him being eliminated, those mitzvahs will be eliminated from the world, and that's why there's a serious aveira. But if the victim is a katan, then the halacha would be, maybe, that there is no loss of mitzvahs in the world because a katan is not mechuyev b'mitzvahs. So that's why the Torah says the different halacha that we have to learn that katana mechayev. Another pshat that the Torah Tamima suggests that the halacha of that maybe we would say the halacha of punishment travels together with the halacha of getting punished for killing someone travels together with the status of the murderer. And since, as we just said, if the murderer is a katan, there's no chiyuv skila, maybe so too should be the halacha that if the victim is a katan, there should be no chiyuv. That's why we have to have this pasuk. Void, continues the Gemara, we're going to learn the following kal v'chomer. Amar Adam, ba'adam. When we speak about, as we just said, when a person murders a person, shloi asabai k'tanim g'daylim. As we just said, when the murderer is a katan, he's not chayiv. However, chayiv by al k'tanim g'daylim, if the victim is a katan, there's a chayiv, shah ba'adam. When we speak about the animal that does this act, this attack, that by an animal, there's no concept of katan and gadol. It doesn't make a difference what is the status of the animal. Certainly the halacha should be that if the victim of the shor was a katan, this halacha should apply. Or we could suggest, says the Gemara, loy. As we've been learning in our shurim, when one person attacks another person, besides for paying the nezek, the damage, there's also an obligation to sa ribu shevus boishes. Taima b'shar, whereas when a shor attacks, shayna chai ba'arba dvarim, there's only obligation of nezek. Taima loimer, that's why the pasuk says, oy ben yigach, oy bas yigach, l'chayiv alagdoilim k'tanim k'gdoilim. When an animal attacks, it doesn't make a difference if the victim is a katan or a gadol. All of the halachas that we've been learning that apply when an animal kills or attacks apply equally by gadol and a katan. Ainli ella, this halach is only by me'adim perhaps, but tam minayim, why maybe by tam it won't be that way. And even though the Rishonim point out that we've been learning in our shurim that the Torah says these that the halachas of tam and mu'ud typically travel together. There may be a difference in the amount of the payment, but otherwise their halachas travel together. So the Rishonim explain that the fact that the Torah chose to teach us these halachas by mu'ud maybe is a indication that these halachas only apply only by a mu'ud. The pasuk that we quoted is a pasuk by mu'ud. So maybe the Torah is teaching us that these halachas only apply by a mu'ud, not by a tam. Says the Gemara, dinhu. We could learn that it applies to ketanim and gedolim equally. The Torah treats a shor that killed a man or a woman the same way. So says the Gemara, when we speak about men and women, so whether the animal that did the attack was a tam or was a mu'ud, the halacha will be the same. So says the Gemara, after Shchaya beben Abbas, now that we learned that the Torah tells us that there is going to be the halacha of a mu'ud, both by a man and a woman, so since it's going to be both by a woman, similarly, loitachl bein tam lamud. Void, it says the Gemara, we can make the following kavachoyma. Ma v'ish v'isha shen ker hura koichem ben azokim. The Torah weakened the position of men and women when they do damage. Loichalakta bein tam lamud, and the halacha is that a tam that kills a person has the same halach as a mu'ud that kills a person. Ben Abbas, she yofa koichim ben azikin, that if a Ben Abbas do damage, since they're ketanim, they're not obligated, ain't adin shleitach ben tam l'mu'ud, so there's no reason to set the friendship between tam and mu'ud. And therefore, if by men and women, the halach is that we treat them in this bad way, so to speak, that the chayiv when they do damage, says the Gemara, so too should be the halacha by Ben Abbas that don't have this halacha, that if they're victims, we should treat them the same if they're ketanim or gdolim. Says the Gemara, Amarta, v'chi don kal mechoma lachmalav, says the Gemara, you're trying to learn a mamatzinu, and you're trying to learn a tam for mu'ud. So since the Torah says that yichai by mu'ud on a ketanim, we should learn that so too will be the halacha by tam. Says the Braisa, the mu'ud has stringencies attached to it, as we've been learning throughout a masechta, that it's chayiv nezek sholeim when it does damage. You pay me'aliyah, whatever the value of the damage is, the owner of that animal becomes responsible to pay for it. Tam comes with leniencies. Chatzi nezek. Tam comes with the leniency that you only pay migufoy. And therefore, the Gemara says, it doesn't find it acceptable to learn the halacha of tam from a mu'ud. Void. And furthermore, says the Gemara, the kavachaymer that we're trying to learn isn't acceptable. Imat b'ish v'isha, if a man or a woman, when a tam or a mu'ud kill them, was strict, the reason was strict, because we said the svar earlier, shekein chayovim b'mitzvahs. Since these were people that are obligated to do mitzvahs, by eliminating them, we're eliminating those mitzvahs from the world. So since we're eliminating those mitzvahs from the world, that's why a punishment is in order. Rashi says that's why we understand that koifer should be paid, because that's a terrible loss. Taimim and Ben Abbas, that when they're eliminated, shepetur min mitzvahs. So there's no loss of mitzvahs in the world. And maybe therefore we shouldn't take such a strong approach and say that there's a chayiv koifer. Tamalaymer, that's why the pasuk says explicitly, Oy ben yigach, oy bas yigach. The Torah uses the word yigach in this pasuk twice to teach us negich of a tam, negich of a mu'ud. It doesn't make a difference if the animal was a tam or a mu'ud. And similarly, negich lamisa, negich lanazakim, the same halachas will apply whether the victim was killed or the victim was wounded. Doesn't make a difference, a boy or a girl, a katan or a gadol. Says the Mishnah, Shashay Mischach V'Kaisel, an animal that was scratching itself, rubbing itself against the wall, because that was giving it pleasure. V'nafal ala adam, and then that wall fell on a person. Shinskav, or another case, Niskam l'hargis abeim v'argis adam. The animal intended to kill another animal, but instead killed a person. L'knani, intended to kill a knani, and instead v'harg ben Yisrael. L'nefalim, the victim was supposed to be a nefil, v'harg ben kayam, and instead he killed a viable child. In all these cases, since there wasn't intent by the animal to kill, that's why the halacha will be potter. And the Gemara will explain in Mitzvah Shem, potter from what? Says the Gemara, as we just said, that in these cases, the animal will be potter. But we need to identify what does potter mean. Amashmul, potter memisa. As we've been discussing in our shiurim, that an animal that kills a person is chayiv skila. These cases, since it was not the intent of the animal to kill, the halacha will be that there won't be a chiv, there won't be a chiv b'misa. And this refers, say to Rishonim, to all the cases listed in the Mishnah, and all the cases there won't be a chiv misa, however, for killing the animal, but the chiv kaifer that applies when an animal kills somebody, then the halacha will apply. Ask the Rav Amma, Rav's opinion is, potter mizeh mizeh, there is no chiv misa, neither is there a chiv kaifer. Ask the Gemara, why would we say that there's a chiv kaifer, that our Mishnah is teaching us that there is a chiv kaifer? Isn't our Mishnah referring to tam? And as we've been learning, a tam doesn't pay kaifer. So the Rashba explains that what makes us say that the Mishnah is speaking about a tam. So Rashba says that the rule is, if the Mishnah is speaking about tam, if the Mishnah is speaking about an animal, and it doesn't identify what type of animal is being referred to, we assume it's talking about a tam. Another point that Tosfos, the very Maskil Tam, makes, we discussed and will discuss, the halacha of kaifer, which we know, if a mu'ud kills a person, he has to pay kaifer. There's a question, if a tam kills a person, must he pay chatzi kaifer? And the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili is that a tam has to pay chatzi kaifer. So the Gemara, why is the Gemara troubled when we're speaking about a tam and we're speaking about kaifer? Maybe our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili that a tam pays chatzi kaifer. Says Tosfos that a mitzvah shem, the Mishnah that we learned the Mishnah daf mem aleph, that a short tam is potter mikayfer. So it seems, says Tosfos, that the Mishnayis are teaching us that we don't follow the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili, and therefore we didn't want to explain that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosef Glili. Says the Gemara again, why are we speaking about kaifer? Isn't this animal of our Mishnah tam? Says the Gemara, Kram Rav, just like Rav will explain the Mishnah Mitzvah Shem on Daf Mem Zayin Amabez, Bishar Muad Lipa Bnei Adam Abayrus, that the animal fell into pit three times on people, and that's why he's a Muad, and that's why he's Chayef Kaifer. Hachinami, we're going to explain that our Mishnah is speaking about an animal, but Muad Laschacha Bnei Adam B'Ksalim, that this is not the first time that this happened with this animal. It's happened already a number of times that it rubbed itself against the wall and the wall fell on a person and killed him. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, so that's a proof that this animal is doing it intentionally. Says the Gemara, if that's the proof, then why Ihachi Baktalu? Why does everybody suggest, everybody, both Rav and Shmuel agreed that this animal isn't Chayv Misa? If we're saying that this animal is a mu'ud to do this, he should be chayiv misa for the first time he did it, says the Gemara. Bishlama hasam, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, on daf mem ches on mebeis, the Mishnah on daf mem zayin can be explained, the chazu yarka, he saw vegetable by a boar, v'nofel, and he intended to eat the vegetable, and therefore, and then he fell, and there was a person in the boar. So he can't be that quick to kill him, because we legitimately see that this animal wasn't out to kill anybody. This animal was out to eat the vegetables. Alahacha, why over here Are we so quick? Why don't we kill the animal? Isn't the fact that it rubbed itself against the wall and killed somebody an indication that it's a mu'ud and should have been killed immediately? Says the Gemara, Ohachinami, our Mishnah is speaking about a case that this animal was also, what it was doing was just like over there, that it was trying just to eat the vegetables. Here too, it was just trying to scratch itself and not trying to kill anybody. So ask the Gemara, how do we know that that is indeed the case? Says the Gemara, the boss of the Nafal, because after the wall fell down, he continued rubbing himself against the wall. And since he continued rubbing himself against the wall, that's a proof that it wasn't with any intention. Says, asks Rabbi Chanan a question. He says, the Gemara is trying to know, how do we know that this was the intention of the animal? So ask Rabbi Chanan, even if we don't know for certain what the animal intention is, isn't there a rule that Sofik Nefashis Lahakal, that we always are lenient before we kill somebody unless we're certain that he's Chayiv Misa? So Rabbi Chanan answers, why do we say Sofik Nefashis Lahakal? Sofik Nefashis Lahakal is because there's an Isser of Leisirtzach. There's an Isser that we may not kill a person. So unless we know for certain that this person is Chayiv Misa, so we shouldn't kill him. By an animal, there obviously is no halacha of loisirtzach. So yes, we're not supposed to go kill animal for no reason. We're not killing the animal to eat it. As we've been learning, not only are we not killing the animal to eat it, we would not be allowed to eat the animal actually. But we're killing this animal to eliminate an animal that's a mazik. So by a person, as we are learning, we're not so quick to eliminate a person unless we could be certain, because otherwise there's a problem of loisirtzach. But an animal, there isn't such a consideration. So that's why Rabbi Chanan says, if we have a question, we would kill it, unless we know for sure that it's not a killer. As the Gemara said, how do we know that it's not a killer? Because we see that it's continuing to scratch itself against the wall, so it's obvious that what it's doing is just for enjoyment. But ask the Gemara, why would the owner be chayiv kofer if the animal scratched itself against the wall and that caused the wall to fall? Isn't that tsroiris? We've learned earlier in our masechta that tsroiris is not considered a real mazik. And the din of kofer, Rashi explains the Gemara's question, is only begufay, when the animal did the damage with its actual body, not with Kaychay. And says the Chazon Ish Tzitzal that even according to Sumchus, that when we learned the sugya of Tzroiris, didn't say that Tzroiris are different. He says, when does Sumchus treat Tzroiris like any other mazik? That's as far as payment is concerned. But says the Chazon Ish, even Sumchus will agree that the act of Tzroiris is not the same as the act of Gufay. Furthermore, I saw Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky explains that even if we'll say, and that's essentially what Sumcha says Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky quotes Rabbi Baruch Ber in the Birch Shmuel, that even if we'll say B'kala Torah Koicha Kegufay, but here we're talking about killing the animal. We can't kill the animal, says Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky, only in a case where it's real gufay, and if it's not real gufay, then the halacha would be that you shouldn't kill the animal. So because it's tsroiris, so why would you kill the animal even if you know that the animal is a killer? This is not considered direct killing, says the Gemara. Amar Amari Bereder of Kahana, the cause of Menei. The animal kept on pushing the wall, so since the animal was pushing the wall onto the person, so it wasn't just kaychay, it's considered gufay. So the Gemara, we started the Gemara with Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says potter? Shmuel taught us that the definition of potter points potter misvachai bekoifer. Rav said it means potter mimisim bekoifer. Says the Gemara Tanya Kavasi to Shmuel. There's a brisa that supports Shmuel's opinion, and therefore to you after the Rav is a question on Rav's opinion. The brisa says yesh chayv misu bekoifer. There are times when an animal chayv misa and koifer. V'yesh chayv koifer potter misa. V'yesh chayv misa potter mina koifer. V'yesh potter mizeh mizeh. And the brisa explains. Okay, so mu'ud bekavona. If the animal intentionally killed, chayv misa bekoifer. Mu'ud shloi bekavona. If it's a mu'ud, but it killed without intention to kill, chayv bekoifer or potter mimisa. Tam bekavona. If the animal was a tam, chayv bemisa potter mikoifer, because as we're learning, a tam doesn't pay koifer. Tam shloi bekavona. So potter mizeh mizeh, because the animal is a tam, and it also did shloi bekavona. But what do we see from here? That a shor mu'ud that killed shloi bekavona, which we're saying is the case of our Mishnah, is not chayv misa, but chayv koifer, exactly what Shmuel said. Continues the brisa. V'nezokin, if the animal did damage shloi bekavona, Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv, Rabbi Shimon potter. Says the Shita Mekabetzes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are actually a very interesting point that the Shita Mekabetzes makes, are following their opinion that we have in Masechta Shabbos. In Masechta Shabbos, we often speak about Dover Shein Maskavin, and Aloche about a Dover Shein Maskavin is a Chayiv and Shabbos or not. Rabbi Yehuda says a Dover Shein Maskavin is Chayiv. Rabbi Shimon says a Dover Shein Maskavin is Potter. And therefore the Shita wants to connect that Machloikus, which is a Machloikus that often comes up in Shas, to this Machloikus. It's an interesting Shita, because we've said often in our Shiurim that Hilchus Shabbos and Hilchus Nezikin actually do not travel together, because by Shabbos there's Alocha Melechus Machsheves, and by Nezikin there isn't. So how does the Shita connect them? Perhaps what the Shita means to say is that if by Shabbos, where is Alocha Melechus Machsheves, still Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Dover Shein Miskaven is Chayiv, so certainly by Nezikin, where there is no Halocha of Melechus Machsheves, Rabbi Yehuda is going to tell us that a Dover Shein Miskaven is Chayiv. My time, Rabbi Yehuda says, why does Rabbi Yehuda say that a shor that did damage Shloi Bekavona is Chayiv for the damages? Yalf Mekaifrei. He learns from the Loch of Kaifrei. Ma Kaifrei, as we just learned in the Braisa, Shloi Bekavona Chayiv, that even if the animal killed unintentionally, it has to pay Kaifer. Af Hanazikin Nami, so too will be the Loch by Nazikin, Shloi Bekavona Chayiv. Rabbi Shimon, Yal Mekatel Deshar. Rabbi Yehuda compares the Loch of paying for the damages from the Chaloch of killing the animal. Ma Katlu Shloi Bekavona Potter. If the animal killed the Shloi Bekavona, we do not kill the animal. So too will be the halacha, according to Rav Shimon, for the nezokin, if it did damage Shloi Bekavona, the halacha will be potter. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Nail Minelech Mekatli, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda agree with Rav Shimon? And we should learn the halacha paying damages from the halacha when the animal kill, from the halacha of killing the animal. And just like we don't kill the animal when it killed unintentionally, so too should be the halacha that we shouldn't have to make the animal pay when it did damage unintentionally. Answers the Gemara, Don Tashlumim Tashlumim. Rabbi Yehuda says it's a better match to learn the halacha payment of Nezokin from the halacha payment from Kaifer rather than Don Tashlumim Misa to learn the halacha paying for Nezikin from the halacha of killing the animal. So now ask the Gemara, Rav Shimon Nami Nelef Mekafroi. So why doesn't Rav Shimon indeed learn that way? And say, just like when the animal killed unintentionally, he has to pay Kaifer, so too when it does damage unintentionally, it should have to pay the Nezikin. Answers the Gemara, Don Chiyuv Deshar, Mechiyuv Deshar. We speak about rules that apply to the animal, Lefuke Kaifer, when we speak about the Kaifer, which is Chiyuv de Balamu, it's a payment that to the payment of the from the animal. Says Rabbi Chanan, and I saw him Naftali Trump explain, what does that mean? The animal doesn't pay, and not the kaifer, and not for its damages. So he explains, they explain, that the damage of the obligation for kaifer and the obligation for nezikin emanate from different places. The obligation for kaifer is from the owner not properly watching the animal. Since the owner did not properly watch the animal, the owner has to pay kaifer. Whereas the payment of nezikin is not for the lack of proper watching the animal. The act of kaifer is for pay. The act of kaifer, the payment of nezikin is for what the damage that the animal did. So now it's very geschmack. The animal is killed for what it did. The animal pays for damages for what it did. Whereas kaifer is for the owner not having watched the animal properly. We learned in the Mishnah, the skam laharakas of behema, if there was an intent to kill the animal, for harakas adam potter, says the Gemara. What do we see from our Mishnah? If the animal intended to kill one person and then killed another person, then the animal will be chayiv skila. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah is not consistent with the opinion of Shimon. The Tanya of Shimon Omer, if the animal intended to kill one person and killed another person, potter, the animal would not be put to death. Ask the Gemara, my Tamder of Shimon, what is the reason for Shimon's opinion? Because the pirate says, Damakra, Vim Shah Nagahu, Vahemish Isha Isha, Hashar Yisakel, Vagam Ba'olav Yumas. So the Torah connects the halacha of killing the shor to the halacha of killing of a person. Kamisis Balam Kamichas Hashar. Ma Balam, the owner of a person would not be chayiv for killing a person, Adam Chavale, unless there was intent to kill that person. So to Afshar Nami Adam Chavale, unless he intended to kill that person. And if the Shah did not intend to kill that person, then there won't be a chi of Misa to the Shah. Ask the Gemara, Ubaum Gufai Minolan, and where do we know that Halacha is by the owner that if they did not intend to kill that person and they killed another person, not Chai Misa? And says the Gemara, the Amakra, the Pasuk that speaks about killing the person that speaks about Ritzayach, says v'chi ish son el reyu v'ar v'loy v'kam alav v'ka nefesh. So learns the Gemara v'ar v'loy at yischav v'loy. He has to have intention for that victim. The Rabbanon who dispute Rav Shimon and say that a person or animal that had intention to kill one person and killed another person are chai misa. What will they do? Ask the Gemara. Haiva Aravloi my Avadlei. Says the Gemara, Armi de Berib, Yane Prat Zarek Evan Lagoy. If somebody threw a stone into a group of people who are standing there that have Yisraelim and Akum, even if the victim ends up being Yisrael, since it wasn't clear that the victim will be a Yisrael, there's no Chiv Mesa. So the Gemara drills down. Hey Chidomi, what exactly is the case that is being referred to here? Ilam de Ikat Tisha Kanana Ve'echa Yisrael Beinayim, 9 Akum and 1 Yisrael. So of course, there should be no Chiv Mesa. Typically, the Ruba Kananim Nenu. Inami, so we always go Basarayv. Inami Palgu Palgu, even if it was half Yisraelim and half Nachrim, Safak Nafashis Lakal. There's a rule throughout Shas, throughout Halacha, that if whenever we have a suffix, we are lenient. And Rashi says the reason we're lenient because the Torah Kedoshah says the words Hitzilu Eida. Says the Mara, Loitzricha, Dikatish Yisrael Vech Kananim. The non Yisrael and one Kanani. Davgav Dikarubi Yisrael Nenu, the mostly Yisrael there, Kivin Dikachad Kanani Benayu. There is one Akam in that group, Havle Kavu, and they're all in one place. The Aloch is, we say kol kavua kamechza kamechza dami. What does that mean? The Chroim discuss what does the rule of kol kavua kamechza kamechza mean. Doesn't mean that even though b'chol ha'tayra kula there's a rule that we go basarayv, but that rule is not said when it's a kavua, or what it means to say is that when you have a kavua, the halacha looks like 50-50, and it looks like 50-50, and we just said that whenever you have 50-50, you don't have a roiv, and there's no roiv to follow. How does that mean? And the Prima Gordon says, what would be the nafkamina? The nafkamina would be, can we say svek sveka? If we say it's a special rule, we wouldn't be able to say svek sveka. If we say it's a regular suffix, so by regular suffix, we apply the rule of not only suffix, but we apply the rule of svek sveka. Asks Rabbi Chanan, why do we need a pasuk? Rashi, as we said, quoted the pasuk of Etzila Eda. And therefore, unless we're certain that he intended to kill a Jew, we can't kill him. We spoke earlier in our shir that the halacha is that whenever there's a question if what we're doing is going to be considered ritzicha, killing someone, we're not allowed to do it. So of course we can't kill a person unless we're certain that he's chayiv misa. Says Rabbi Chanan that our Gemara, as we said, this Rabbi Chanan's the vart that we said earlier, our Gemara is not just talking about a person that killed. Our Gemara is talking about an animal that killed. And the halacha that there's an isra tzicha, as Rabbi Chanan we learned earlier in our Shia says, only applies by people, not by animals. Says the Mishnah Shor Isha, if the Shor is owned by a woman, Shor Yisoimim, where the Shor is owned by Yisoimim, Shor Apotropis, where the Shor belongs to Yisoimim, but there was an administrator appointed to take care of the affairs of the Yisoimim, Shor Hamidbar. Shor Hamidbar means that it's that's an animal that's Hefker, Shor HaHegdish, Shor HaGer, Shemei Yisrael Yarshim, and we know a ger could be an individual who has no yarshim, because gershon is guy kikotish no dummy. So any relatives that he had prior to his gerus are not halachically his relatives. And if he didn't have any relatives as he was a ger, he has no relatives. All of them, if they killed somebody, harei luchayov misa, the chayiv misa. Yudai mishar midwa shar hegdish shar ger shemes p'turim and a misa, because they don't have lufisha enon balam. Tana bonim. The Brisa speaks about the pasuk in the Torah that speaks about a shor that attacked the person, and points out the Brisa that shor shiva. The Torah uses the word shor 7 times. Lahavi to teach us the halachas that we just learned: shor isha, that a shor isha, shor yisaimim, shor apotropis, shor amidba, shor hegdish, shor geshem esva en layarshim. All of them, if they killed, they wouldn't Michai Misa. Shar Yisoimim, so the Mukhi Yisus says, since the owner is not Chai B'mitzvus, maybe we think that the Shar is not Chai B'Misa, teaches us the Torah that they are Chai Misa. Rabbi Yudaimer, Shar Midvash, Shar Hegel, Shar Gersh, Mesva, and La Yoshim, Turim, and Amisa, Lefisha, and Banim, as we just learned in the Mishnah, since they don't have owners, the halacha will be that they won't be chayiv misa. Amar Huna, Paiter Yehuda fila nagach. When the shor did this attack, it had owner. However, by the time it came to Hamada Bedin, or when we took it to Bezdin, or to when Bezdin is going to issue its ruling, Higdish, the owner was Magdish the animal, or at the time of the attack, the animal had an owner. But then, before the Hamada Bedin or the Psakdin, they were mafkar it, then the halacha would be that the Shor is not Chai Misa. Ask the Gemara, Mimai, how do we know this halacha? Midik Tani Tarti. Yehuda spoke about 2 animals that are very similar. Shor Midbar, the Shor Ages Shemes V'en Lo Yarshim. Shor Ages V'en what's the reason that shor is not chay misa? The kivud ein lo yarshim, since this owner had no yarshim, have le shor hefker. So ask the Gemara If that's the case, Hainu Shara Midbar, Hainu Shara Ger, Shemes, Ve'en Le'yarshim. Isn't this a redundancy? Alahal Kamashmalon, the Mishnah is coming to teach us that Filo Nogach, if it did damage when it had owners, will Psoif Higdish, or Nogach, will Psoif Higdger, Nishar won't be Chai Misa, Shmamina. Says the Gemara. There's an interesting question in the Achroinim. If this new halacha that we learned that Shor Shanagach Vakach Higdish, or Shor Shanagach Vakach Hifker is Potter, is that only a din by Karen, or is it said by Shane Varegel as well? The Miches Chinuch and the Brick of Shmuel say that it applies to all type of mazikim, Karen, Shane, Varegel. The Chsam Seifer says that this animal, this halacha, says two chumras. Number one, he says that this leniency only applies by a tam, and furthermore, he says it only applies by Karen. Says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi, so too do we learn in a Braisa. Yes, Keram Rabbi Yehuda, Afila Nogach, if the animal attacked, Lubsoif Higdish, Nogach Lubsoif Hifker, Potter, the shore is not put to death, Shanem Vahuad Baal Vahemis, Achtai Misa, Vadmada Bedin Shavan Keechod, that it had owner. Ask the Gemara, Vagmad Din Laibinan, isn't it also necessary that there should be an owner when the Bezdin issues the ruling? For the sokka show you sokka of gmar dinhu, says the Gemara, you're correct. El ema achtei misva amoda b'din gmar shavim kechad. Earlier in Amasechta, when we learned this halacha, we quoted machlokes rishonim. What does this mean? Doesn't mean that at least that at these points, the animal has to have owners. That's the point. That's the opinion of the Torah. That even though in the interval between these three milestones that the Gemara mentions, it had no owner, it doesn't make a difference. As long as during these three milestones quoted in the Gemara, it has an owner, then it will be Chai Misa. Whereas the opinion of Rashi is that what the Gemara means to say here, it has to have an owner in place from when the attack happened, through the Hamad Bedin, through the Gemardin. And if at any point throughout this process it doesn't have an owner, then even though at the specific milestones mentioned in the Gemara it did have an owner, it still would not be Chayim Misa.